Please come to rest on your back. And get a sense, find out what your sense is like of yourself as a creature who stands on two legs, though you're on your back. So find the two legs moving down relative to yourself. The head at the top, and these are self-referenced direction, sets of directions. So since you're on your back, forward is toward the ceiling, backward is toward the floor, down is toward the feet. Up is toward the head. Interestingly, left and right fall out from those, more or less symmetrically, but distinctly, one to the left and one to the right. And you can take up, or please take up, the five lines, primary line. Corresponding to the spine, including the parts of the spine, which are really now we think of as part of the pelvis, all the way down to the tailbone, up past the very top of the rib cage where the vertebrae of the neck are found, and up into the head. The two lines for the arms extending out there from the big vertebrae at the base of the vertebra at the base of the neck, through the big joints of the shoulders, and then the elbows, the wrists. Distributing the line in the hands, the palm, through the fingers if you like, or just simply. And the two lines of for the legs. Interesting part there is finding the hip joints, not the outside edge of the pelvis where you might rest your hands, but where the joint of the pelvis and the big bone of the thigh, the femur, is found. It's an interesting joint. You know, the femur takes a little turn from the outside in to come into the joint. The joint is in a little bit on each side. It can be a little bit elusive, but hopefully that will clarify today. So from somewhere in the that you choose in the middle of the low part of the low back, you draw the line out from that central line, and through those joints. And then down through the knees and the ankles, and then dealing with the feet as you wish. And while here on the back, imagine for a moment that you were standing. Would you be standing evenly on the two, over the two legs, or would you be a little more over one or the other? Do you have a sense of it? Is it fuzzy? Particularly with the lines, and this kind of exploration and awareness through movement, it could be a little bit unclear. So you get a sense of, well, where do I think that line is? Am I over this foot or that? I'm not really sure. Or maybe you feel sure, or maybe it's somewhere in between. Clarifying that is something that can or may happen over the course of a lesson. So get a sense of that and where that is for you, what the your sense of being over one foot or the other, the quality of the lines, how clearly they correspond to your actual arms and legs and trunk. with the notion that you might return to them at the end of the lesson and make a little comparison. And note the breathing. In this lesson, throughout, we'll emphasize that the breathing stays unaffected by other movements. Sometimes that can be challenging. Sometimes it's a simple way to catch, oh, am I straining a little bit? Am I using some effort in the leg or hip that I don't need? And when I do that extra holding or work, is the breathing affected? So with the notion, or maybe the sense of the continuity of the cycle of inhalation and exhalation, the easiness of the breathing in the background, keeping that in the background, find your way to standing by rolling to one side and seeing if you can come up without any sudden movements, without any change in the breathing, the sense that you carry that quality of the lines to standing. And pause there. In standing. And now what do you think in terms of how you stand over the two legs, or on the two legs, with the two legs? Are you more on one, more on the other? What's your sense of how you are arrayed? The rest of you is above the legs, over the legs. All right, and this lesson follows the last one that I had offered. And so since everyone was here, was there, perhaps this is a little bit familiar. So stand, take the left leg a little bit out to the side, so you stand more clearly on the right leg, the right foot. And not too wide, so you don't have to do any work really in the left leg. And let the arms hang to the side and begin to shift a little more onto the right foot, where you keep the weight really distributed through the foot, more toward the heel, so that the toes could be a little bit free. And tip, so that the right arm continues to hang down, but the whole trunk moves out to the side, the right arm moves away from the body, and the left leg lifts. So the right arm just hangs vertically in gravity. And because the torso tips off to the right, at some point, very gradually, the left leg lifts. So you don't have to lift the left leg at the hip. It sort of hangs, actually. You could start with a fairly narrow stance, in fact, and as you bring the come more clearly over the right leg, there's a point where the left can just lift. And check your breathing here. To the degree that you reduce effort in the hip, in the low back, so really the left leg just hangs, and you, of course, you bring it back to the floor and repeat. So checking the breathing, see what it's like. And if you think of where the hip joint of the right leg is relative to the right foot, which direction does the hip joint move when you tip over that leg in order to lift the left one? So as this goes, it hopefully becomes very delicate, that there's just a moment that as the top tips, the left leg lifts. All right, and then just pause in the middle, standing on your two feet. And now try the same movement. Is it the same? But to the other side, so that you stand more clearly on the left foot, and the right begins to hang. The left arm just hangs down, so as you tip off to the left, the arm comes away from the side a little. It's not that you have to do anything intentional, it just continues to hang as you tip off to the left. And at some point, can you come completely over the left leg, the left hip joint, so that the right foot lifts away from the floor? And keep looking forward. Don't look down at the ground, but look forward in the room. And of course, you come back. And Feldenkrais here is adamant throughout that the breathing remains very easy, the chest remains soft, the whole top adjusts so that as you come over the standing leg, there's a moment where the other leg, which is just hanging, just like the arm, lifts away from the floor. And you could do it very delicately and come back. And you look for these things like, well, is there kind of a wobbliness, or is it very soft that I could stop, come and go from the movement, change the direction whenever I'd like. And then just stand on the 2 feet. This will be developed over the course of the lesson, so. So pausing and standing here. Think through where the hip joint is relative to the foot on each leg. And when you tip so as to lift the other leg, what happens with that hip joint in space? Which direction does it go? How does it come under the trunk? So come back to standing on the right leg. You can take the left out. Just lift the heel maybe a little bit so that leg hangs. Don't take it too far to the side. It kind of is, it's not much to the side so that the leg can really hang. You don't have to do any work to hold it out to the side. And now tip so that the right arm hanging moves out to the right, and the head and the shoulder go to the right, and at some point the left leg lifts. So looking to really take out the work in the hip of the standing leg. There's a way that the leg can just reliably be like a stick that holds you up. You don't need to do much in the hip joint there. And then once you're balanced off to the side a little, it's as if everything just drops back to the middle. The leg falls, the arm falls, and you just come back to standing upright. So you go off slowly to the right side. The left leg lifts, the right arm is hanging, and then you just kind of drop back onto the other leg. The right arm falls to the side, the left leg falls back to the middle. So it's kind of a quicker movement as you come back. Right, and then just see if you can do that quite gradually going off to the right. And is it possible that maybe as the arm goes to the right, that hip joint actually goes a little to the left? You could look and see if that's the case. Like it pushes under and supports the trunk. And then you just drop everything and come back to the middle. All right, and then pause standing here for just a moment. See what it's like to stand on both feet. Kind of clearly in the heels, so that, not that you're balanced back on your heels, but that clearly the weight is being carried through the ankles and the heels, and not so much that you're leaning forward onto the balls of the feet. And then try the same thing to the left. So you stand more clearly on the left foot. Yeah, begin to swing or tip the whole trunk off to the left. The left arm begins to just hang out to the side. And the right foot at some point lifts and you're over the left hip joint. And Feldenkrais says here, lift such that it does not interfere with the breathing at all. So the whole trunk, we're looking to find a way that it is soft and adjusts to this movement so that the movement is gradual. And once you have sorted out balancing off on that left leg, just drop the arm and the leg and come back to the middle. So it's a sort of a sudden drop. You don't have to do anything fast, it really just as if it's falling. And return and repeat that. What's it like to tip everything off to the left so that at some point you're fully on that left hip, and then the opposite leg lifts, and then you just drop everything back and come to the middle. And just try it for yourself. Is it possible to continue to look forward, to soften the chest, to leave the breathing in the background very easy, that the work in the chest is sorted out so that you do less and less there? And how much you need to bend to the side in the trunk, or how much you keep the trunk sort of upright as it tips off to the side, you know, that the spine remains long. You can try both. And pause in the middle and find the 2 feet. And then keeping that easy feeling in the chest and the breathing, softly find your way to the floor, roll to your back, and rest. Pay particular attention as you breathe on the back, having come down softly, that the breathing has remained easy throughout, or has it, you know, to the degree that you can, and what's it like to find that breathing now on your back? In particular, what are the movements of the chest and stomach, such as they are? The belly, the rib cage. Note it's possible that even though your attention, you bring your attention to your breathing, there's nothing intentional about it. You don't intentionally inhale or hold or anything like that. See what the breathing is like on its own. Right now, keeping that quality of breathing and the softness in the chest, as you become more and more aware of that, maintain that and softly roll to one side and find your way to standing again. As if to maintain the softness of the chest, the carriage of the head, the shoulders, is the idea in coming to standing. Right, and now here, find yourself on the 2 feet and reach over the top of your head with your right arm to take the, you know, the temple above the ear somewhere gently so that the right elbow is out to the right side, and take the left leg a little out to the left. It's as if you're just going to touch the ball of the foot down there, and that leg really hangs, the left leg hangs, and then tip the elbow and the shoulder and the head and the whole of the trunk to the right. And until you come more clearly onto the right heel and right leg and hip, and the left lifts away from the floor. Like the breathing, as if the leg lifts without intention. So it's really just the leg lifts as a product of the tilting to the side softly. So of course the elbow arcs a little to the floor. How does the hip joint move through space, the right hip joint, so that suddenly the leg lifts gently and you come back softly? And you look forward rather than down, and the eyes can be free. Right foot on the floor is clearly, the weight is clearly in the heel or that part of the foot, and the movement is very gradual. Slowly tip off to the side, the other foot lifts, and then you bring it back down. Of course, you can pause and take the arm down at any point. And this time, really, the right side of the rib cage shortens a little bit, the left lengthens. You really do bend to the side, and you tip to the side until the left leg lifts. And then you reverse that to come back to standing. All right, and take the arm down and leave that for a moment. Pause in standing. Feldenkrais says here, the movement of the leg, it's almost like a pendulum. It just hangs, the leg that lifts and the leg that swings, the supporting leg, since it does move a little side to side. So the breathing is such that you're not doing any particular movement in order to breathe. In other words, the movements are not intentional. This means to say to allow the lower mechanisms of the body to work. Your awareness just helps to eliminate the habitual disturbances. So you can chew on that and try out the other side. Bring the left arm overhead, reach with the fingers of the left hand to the right side of the head above the ear or the temple, somewhere comfortable. Come more onto the left foot and then begin to bend to the left and tip to the left. Notice what happens in that standing leg. Keeping the breathing soft, the hips soft until the right leg lifts away from the floor and comes back. And now, which way does the hip joint go through space, that is, relative to the foot, the standing leg foot? Does it move in the direction you're tipping, or does it move the other way? Is it somewhere in the middle? How do you organize that you can put that standing leg under yourself as you tip and bend to the left? Such that then suddenly that long hanging leg on the right lifts. All right, and then pause in the middle. And then try out with the arms hanging to the side that you come a little more onto the right leg, repeat the movement from before, where you extend the left, or let the left leg hang a little bit, come more onto the right. The right long right arm just dangles off to the side as you tip to the right, and the left leg lifts, returning to that movement from before. So you really get yourself over the right foot so that the left can at some point just lift away from the floor. It's like a lever. What's it like now, having done this other variation with the head? And then try the other side so that you stand more clearly on the left foot and lift the right by tipping to the side. So the leg that lifts sort of hangs, just like the arm hangs on the standing leg side. You know, if you lose your balance a little, you just come back to it. Look at, try to make it gradual, soft. The breathing is soft. You use the breathing as an indicator of work, extra habitual effort or disturbance. Well, you can go back and forth a little bit if you would like, and compare the two sides. And then try out as before, when you're tipped off to the side, that you kind of just drop back to the middle. The leg kind of swings down. You don't necessarily drop it onto the floor, but you come back quickly to the middle. So the arm that's hanging out to the side comes back to the middle, you become upright. And try that to each side. Slowly to the side, just sort of falling back to the middle, in a sense, as if you were falling back to the middle. Keeping the breathing soft, the hip joint soft. And once you've compared that several times and you have a sense of it and you notice the differences on the right and the left, whether one side is easier, that sort of thing, keeping the breathing easy, gently find your way to your back and rest on your back. As if keeping the chest soft as you come to the floor is the movement of the lesson. Maintaining that softness in the trunk, and as you come to rest on your back, how does that softness in the trunk, how do you find that in your breathing? Again, that's not intentionally breathing, but finding the breathing as it is, particularly the movements in the belly, the low part of the trunk, and the rib cage. What's it like to rest on the back here? What's your sense of the two legs as if below, and they are down, but as if standing? Which one would you be standing over if you drew a line from the nose to the heel on one side, and then the other? Is one more clear, available, that is, you know? Is it, and as usual, or you just simply rest, not directing your attention in any way in particular. Now, with the sense that the rib cage can remain soft, the breathing can remain continuous, that your movement is organized so that you can keep that clear as you roll to one side and come to stand. Roll to one side and come to stand, keeping the breathing soft and clear in the background of your attention. See what it's like to be on the 2 feet. That is, only the 2 feet are on the floor and standing. And here, put the right foot a little bit forward. Maybe it's a half a step, or probably not a whole step, so the right heel isn't in front of the left toes. It's just, you know, a little bit forward, the right foot. And think of that standing left leg, and come forward with the top of the hip joint coming forward first on that left leg, so that you come onto the right foot. So now that the hip joint of the standing leg supports you as you swing forward and come onto the right leg. And then you come back. So it's kind of narrow, it's not very far ahead. And come to stand really clearly onto the right heel. And note that the way the hip joint of the standing leg moves through space comes forward. And as you come back and settle onto the left heel, left foot, what happens there? And keeping the stomach soft, the trunk soft, begin as you swing forward onto the right foot to take both arms backward a little bit, so that really the hips come forward first, and you just swing both arms a little behind as you come forward. Okay, sort out how that works. The belly is soft and comes forward a bit. It's not that you bend forward, but that you maybe push the belly forward, let the arms, swing the arms gently back, and come onto that standing foot, noticing how the long standing leg, how the hip joint moves relative to the floor. Again, without any sense of changing in the breathing, that the trunk is soft. And then at some point, when the arms go back a little as you come onto the right foot, then just drop the arms and drop back onto the left foot. So come on to the right heel, maybe the left heel lifts just a little bit, and then let the whole thing just drop. So the arms drop back to the middle. You come back onto a little more onto the back foot. With all this, finding the hip joint of the standing leg. And pause for a moment here and rest in standing. And bring the right foot a little bit forward again and try out the same movement where you take the arms, the hands a little back as you bring the hips over the forward right foot as before. And make sure the arms are free. So rotate them around their axis a little bit so that maybe it's in the shoulders, that you turn the arms in and out a little bit. They just hang and you rotate them. So that you soften the shoulder girdle as you take up this movement of you come forward onto the right foot and the arms go back, and then you come back onto the left heel really clearly. So the arms you don't hold in the shoulders at all to move the hip forward and back. And leave it a little bit and stand or walk for a short pause in the upright. See what it's like to find those hip joints. They are there. And come back to a spot, your spot maybe. And this time, take the left foot a little bit forward and try out this movement here where you come forward. You're standing very clearly on the right leg and the right heel, and then come forward onto the left leg and left heel and start taking the arms, just swing them gently a little bit back to kind of counterbalance as the hip comes forward. So the eyes remain up on the horizon somewhere, and make the whole thing very soft. So there's no holding in the hip, there's no holding in the shoulders. You could rotate the shoulders a little bit to see that they are in fact free, the arms. Come very clearly onto that forward heel, that leg is long. Maybe the back heel lifts a little bit. And then at some point, once you've sorted that out, the feeling of the hip joint swinging forward and the new front standing leg taking over, just let the arms drop and let the leg sort of drop, and you come back to the middle. Everything comes back to the middle a little quicker than you went forward. And note what's going on with the breathing. Feldenkrais suggests pay attention to how much the breathing suddenly becomes so delicate that you do not really even feel that you are breathing. It's a feeling of floating and ease as it needs to be. See what it's like. In other words, to come from really clearly standing on one leg with the arms going back a little to counterbalance, and then to fall back easily, softly. All right, keeping the pause and standing for a moment, notice your breathing, the quality of the carriage of the shoulders and head, sense of softness throughout the trunk that is perhaps developing, and keeping that, gradually come to the floor and rest on your back. Forward, perhaps, part of or aspect of this lesson is the finding the high point of the hip joint of the standing leg and how you can use that to support how it moves through space to support the upper part. But the second part, which is Feldenkrais repeats very clearly, is the softening in the chest, that the breathing becomes easy, that you reduce effort so that the trunk can adjust its position very unintentionally, without a lot of effort, to allow that balanced support over the standing leg. And that you find it later in resting on the back, for example. The breathing, the breath, movements of breathing are soft and distributed, small though they may be. Now, once on one side and then on the other, keeping that softness of the chest, the evenness of the breathing, find your way to roll to one side and come up to stand, and then just reverse it and come back down to rest on the back. So the quality of softness throughout the trunk carries through the rest of your movement as you come to stand. And just pause briefly in standing. Orient there for a moment, look forward. See that the eyes and the head are free, and then reverse that and come back down to your back. And then pausing on your back, noting its relationship to standing, the position here. The arms are down, the head is up, the legs are down. Find that, or continue that softness in the chest and in the breathing, and roll to perhaps the other side and come up to stand, maintaining this softness, this easiness in the chest, continuity of the breathing. And again, as you stand for a few moments, orient there, find how the weight is carried through the legs, if the head is upright, the carriage of the head and neck and shoulders is soft, the breathing has remained continuous and soft. And once you've oriented there for just a few moments or a breath or two, come back to your, perhaps on that same side, maintaining that softness, come to your back on the floor. And rest on your back. What is your breathing like when you do nothing in particular? All right, come up to stand in this way, softly, giving the movements of breathing easy. Carry that particular way of moving into standing, so the movements are not sudden. Breathing can be in the background throughout. This time, once again, take the right foot a little bit forward and try this movement again where the right foot is a little bit forward and you bring the hips forward and take the arms a little bit back so the belly can come forward. And then as your weight comes onto that forward right leg, let the left leg swing forward and let the arms come forward too so they come back to just hanging down. So the leg just swings, the left leg swings even up with the right leg. And then you can reverse that and put it back. So you put the left leg behind, swing the hands back a little bit. And then as you allow the hands to come to the side, sink back onto the left foot, the left leg, the left hip. And see if you can do it softly so that you don't actually ever put the weight fully on the left foot, so it hangs when the left foot is by the right. And then in a kind of funny way, pass through that position, add this in, so the left leg swings forward of the right leg, and you take the arms forward a little bit with the leg. And then you just kind of, the left leg never really presses onto the floor. You keep all the weight on the right leg and you swing the left leg back a little bit and the arms go back. And then you swing the left leg forward a little bit and the arms forward. So this kind of peculiar organization where you really stay on the right leg. And notice what happens in the hip joint there. Do it in a way where you never really land on that left leg very much. Just take the right hip joint forward and back through space. Notice the angle of the right leg, how it swings through space, the top of the hip. And then at some point when you're forward, just try that falling. The arms just drop and the leg just sort of drops back to the middle. And again, if possible, without really standing clearly on the left leg, mostly staying on the right. Then you could try that same thing to the back, that you take the left leg back a little bit and you take the arms back a little bit as you take that back, swing that leg back and let it swing forward to the middle again. Mostly sort of balancing on the right hip joint. Maybe you touch the leg down to keep your balance. That, of course, the eyes are forward, the breathing is easy. See if you can really find the tipping and swinging of the standing right leg. How that hip joint moves forward and back as you move forward and back. All right, and then just pause in standing. Take a few steps if you'd like. And then when you're back to your where you want to pause, try the same thing on the other side. So you bring the left foot a little bit forward of the right, just a little half step perhaps. And then try this out that as you come forward onto the that's that forward left leg, you get a sense then that you can lift the right and swing it through with the arm swinging with the leg. So it's a kind of funny coordination that as the free leg swings through, so do the arms. So they swing a little bit back when the leg goes back and a little bit forward when the arm goes forward. With really the feeling that you're over that left standing left leg and that's what moves through space like an inverted pendulum. The foot stays where it is and the hip joint goes forward and then the hip joint goes back, carrying the other leg and the arms and the trunk and the head. So Feldenkrais suggests here that the real thing is that the freedom of movement in that hip joint is what you're after. So you can kind of just leave that right leg hanging and stand clearly on the left leg and maybe take the hip joint in a little circle or forward and back as you just were, and then maybe a little left and right, and then maybe turn it around in a little circle. So not so much the foot, which just hangs, but the top of the standing leg, that hip. That's you can feel how it tips forward and back. Maybe you could take it to the side. Maybe you could make a little circle. It's like you're drawing a circle in space with your left hip joint of that standing leg. And if you'd like, try it on the other side so you can come onto the right and you support the weight of the trunk and the hanging leg on the right on the right hip joint and move that around through space a little bit. It tips a little forward, a little back, very easily. A little to the right and left. Make a little, you could draw a little circle with it. That circle would be up in the air over your standing left foot. The hip joint is what moves in a little circle. And then, having tried that out, pause in the middle, find the unintentional breathing, the softness in the chest as you look forward, and maintaining that softness and without impeding your breathing, come to rest on your back. Pay attention that the breathing is not intentional. Bring your attention to the eyes, the jaw, the position of the head. Tongue lies quietly, the eyes rest quietly. All of these are available when you're standing too, the softness, the ability to adjust there. And keeping that sense of the softness throughout all the parts of the head and the trunk, the breathing, keeping it all unintentional. Carry that through, rolling to one side and coming to stand. Pause in standing just a moment. And come a little more over the right foot so that you're really clearly on the right leg and you find the right hip joint of that leg there. And extend, sort of hang the left leg out to the side as we have been. It's off to the side a little bit, it's not that you put it very far. And now, clearly staying on that leg, maybe you use the left toe as a pivot. Leave the arms hanging, turn the whole trunk, the pelvis, the chest, the shoulders, pivot it right and left. Counterclockwise, clockwise, over that standing leg. So everything moves together relative to that standing leg. Now rotating, so you find a rotation in that standing leg hip joint that previously was moving forward and back, turning, going side to side. Now you just turn the top over it. And the head turns too, everything turns. The only thing that remains forward is that standing right leg. And the movement's only in the hip joint, or the differentiation is only there. And see what it's like to go, how far do you go comfortably, counterclockwise turning off to the one side, clockwise turning off to the other. And once you've turned all comfortably to the left, about as far as you want to go, stay over there. So you're looking a little, you're standing on the right leg and looking at you a little to the left. Take that right hip joint back from there as if you want to lift the left leg. So it's not off to the side now, it's sort of off to the side and sort of to your front because you've turned toward the left leg and then that left leg will tip back so that you can lift that long left leg from the floor. As before, but now in this funny position where you're on the right leg but turned a little to the left. So you don't have to turn back and forth while you're lifting the leg. You just turn off to your left and then lift and lower the leg there by tipping the trunk. And then you come back to the middle and you can turn back and forth again over that right leg. And pause for a second, try the other side so you stand more clearly on the left. The long hanging right leg is just a little out to the side. The arms hang, you look forward. Come clearly over the left leg, over the left hip joint, and rotate the pelvis, the trunk, the arms, the head, everything turns. And you can either maybe swing that leg through space, or you could leave it just touching on the floor so that it doesn't move as much, but you really clearly locate the left hip joint and you turn everything else around it. And once you've turned off to the right a little bit, it's about as far as you want to go. Try tipping that left hip joint a little back so you could lift the right leg from the floor by tipping the whole of the trunk, keeping the breathing soft. Letting the whole neck and head and trunk adjust to allow that. And then come back to the middle and leave it and come to rest on your back, keeping the softness through the trunk, carrying that to the floor. So as you continue to maintain the softness or of breathing, the unintentional quality of it, Feldenkrais comments here that what we're looking for, or he's looking for, is this really an improvement of ability, which is reflected in maintaining this softness and not an effort of the will. That itself can be its own kind of challenge, but to continue to soften the trunk and to balance over that hip joint, finding the hip joint of the standing leg very clearly, moving it around and letting the whole top, the trunk, the arms, the head, the neck, the eyes adjust so that you can balance easily. All right, maintaining that, come once again to stand. Coming up gradually and standing on both feet, and then try it for yourself. What does it mean to stand on the right leg? So come fully onto the right leg so that that left leg can hang a little bit. How do you tip the top? What do you do with that standing leg to organize it so that the left leg can lift a little? And once it's lifted, just pivot right and left over the right hip joint a little. So maybe the left touches down just to provide some balance, but the left leg hangs a bit, you're really clearly on the right leg, and then you can turn the pelvis and the whole top a little left and right there while you're off to the side. And then set that left leg down, come onto it fully and let the right one lift, tipping off to the side. And once that leg, hanging leg, becomes light, try pivoting over the standing hip joint, turning it right and left a little bit. Keeping the breathing easy, really standing on the leg. Note the difference between the two sides. Slowly decrease the amount of power. Don't go to the place where it's necessary to add an effort. And then try, you can try on this side or the other side. The same thing, tip so that you're standing really clearly on the standing leg and the other dangles, and then just bring that standing leg hip joint a little forward and back. You're tipped off perhaps to the right with the left leg long, And then tip the hip joint a little forward, a little back, so that hip joint of the standing leg moves in the direction of the toes and then in the direction of the heel. And you can shift over to the other side and try the same thing on the other leg. All right, and then just pause in standing here. See what it's like to find both of those hip joints. And now, here, as we did at the beginning, come a little more onto the right foot, right leg, the long standing right leg. Find that hip joint, leaving the arms long, and just tip off to the right so that the hanging right arm stays vertical but dangles out to the right, and the hanging left leg can come away from the floor, keeping that softness throughout. There's really very little work that happens in the hip joints. Just really find that right leg as you tip to the right, and so that the left leg can lift away from the floor very softly, and then you return it. How is it that that right hip joint really comes under the rest of the top in order to allow the left leg to lift? Maybe it even moves a little toward the hanging leg. And try the same thing on the other side. You stand very clearly on the left leg, let the right dangle, put the left hip joint under the trunk, the left arm just hangs and swings a little out to the side. The head goes to the left, the whole trunk goes to the left until the right leg can lift a little bit. Keeping the breathing soft, undisturbed. So don't try to lift the leg, just tip to the side so that the leg lifts. And then without doing it quickly, you could try the other side again and compare them. What's it like to put the left leg fully underneath to allow the right leg to lift as everything else goes to the left, and vice versa, to come very clearly onto the right leg as the right arm goes to the side, the left leg gently lifts. It's as if the hip joint lifts the hanging leg. Feldenkrais said here, don't try to lift the leg, just move over the standing leg to allow the other leg to lift. And then stand simply in the middle, find the two hip joints. As you stand here quietly, note the breathing, the movements of breathing in the belly or the chest, wherever you find them, and perhaps here, standing equally on two legs, take the two hip joints a little forward and a little back, and then pause in the middle, a little to one side and a little to the other. Note how the head can organize over the standing leg. And maybe just a very fine circle of the two hip joints, a little to the side, a little to the back, to the front. Circle the two hip joints here, and note how the two legs move with the hip joint at the top of the leg and everything else resting there on the top, adjusting to this movement as you look forward. Breathing is soft, the head and neck are soft. And then leave it when you're ready to leave it and carry that to resting on your back. See what it's like to rest here. What's your sense of the two legs, the two arms, the length of the trunk? is the line of the head to one heel clearer on one side or the other? Is it different from the beginning of the lesson as you recall it? Here at the end of the lesson, let me read some of Feldenkrais's comments to carry on past the lesson. If you pay attention to the difficulties that appear in the background of good organization, it's possible every time to eliminate another deficiency of bad habits. In other words, it's possible really to improve the ability to do what we said is possible the whole time. It's necessary to decrease the effort to be able to distinguish these small errors. Actually, all our large deficiencies are a collection of small mistakes, and so it can be difficult to get rid of them. If you strengthen the muscles to defend the body, or the movement of it, to stop it, the stiffness will increase and ability will become less. It'll become what it was before. It's necessary to find the difficult place and to learn with knowledge to understand distinctions so as to organize them in these difficult places, such that rather than to be overcome by them. So keeping this sense of length, of softness in the chest, find your way to standing. And we'll call it a lesson.